Okay, Morei Rabotai, today I actually want to do a lot with you. More practical halacha type of stuff than anything else. So let's go back to the conversation we had yesterday about what is the difference between Zaysim and Anovim and Tutim Verimonim. So we noted that according to Rashi, the difference is whether it is ordinarily done. No? That was the way Rashi said it. We pointed out, I said from the Ran, the Pshat, that it is, what's it called? That it's a formal din as to what's considered a mashke. A possible nafgamina would be whether grapefruits, if a person goes and takes a grapefruit, takes an orange and squeezes it, is that going to be an Isser Dairaisa or is that going to be an Isser Dirabban? And this brings us, of course, to the famous topic of eating grapefruit on Shabbos. Is it mutter to eat grapefruit on Shabbos? So yesterday when Rabbi Tzvi Ram came around to shmooze with me in the base medrash, so his comment was, of course it's mutter. Rabbi Willig eats grapefruit as his opening course every Shabbos. Summer, winter, all the time, Rabbi Willig eats grapefruit. Apparently he likes it. Okay, got it. So, we know that it's mutter to eat grapefruit. By the way, not so pashut. To the best of my knowledge, the earliest source about eating grapefruit on Shabbos and Yontiv is found in Reb Avram Chaim Na'ez Ktzos HaShulchan, in the Badei HaShulchan, the notes on the Bamei Ktzos HaShulchan, Simen Kuf Chavav, Se'if Katin Yudalid. He discusses Achilas HaGrapefrucht. I'm assuming that grapefruit is what I call a grapefruit. I'm just guessing. And he says he thinks it is a problem because when I eat the grapefruit, what I do is, first of all, I cut the grapefruit into... I cut around. Then I cut between the triangles of the grapefruit. You know what I'm talking about? If you look at a grapefruit, it looks like there's like skin between each little... grapefruit slice. I cut that out. Then I take my spoon and I take it out. And when I take my spoon and I take it out, so really my kavona is to be seichei to the pri. And since squeezing grapefruits on Shabbos is at least aser midrabanan, it's at least like tutim verimonim, so therefore don't eat your grapefruits. That's what the Ktzos HaShulchan writes. Nonetheless, the Minhag Ha'olam, like we mentioned from Rabbi Willig and Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach in Perek Hey Din Yud Beis, I think it should be Perek Hey in those sources actually, not Perek Hey, in Perek Hey Din Yud Beis, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach is Megal on eating the grapefruit. The rationale that he gives is already super duper lumbish land. It goes like this. When I eat a grapefruit, what am I doing? I'm taking a spoon and I am squeezing the grapefruit with the spoon. And then the juice of the grapefruit comes out. So we have to deal with two issues. Issue one, is it mutter to squeeze the juice from grapefruit? Issue two is, once I squeeze the juice, can I drink that juice based on the gezeira of mashkin sheh, based on the gzeira of peros shesachdu or whatever, the beginning of Beit on Daf Gimel, mashkin shesavu. That's what it's called. Based on the gzeira mashkin shesavu, Beit Daf Gimel. So the shaila is whether it's mutter to drink the juice. So Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks that this is a double derabanan, and you can be mekel on a psik reisha. On a double derabanan. Remember, it's inevitable when I eat the grapefruit that liquid will come out, no? But says Rav Shlomo Zalman, this is a double derabanan. The grapefruit itself is derabanan, it's like tutim verimonim. Squeezing with a spoon is not the normal way to squeeze. Therefore, it is a shalai kederech. A double derabanan is mutter on a psik ratio. Wow. Dem fighting words. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach assumes. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a second svara that I want to talk about in a few minutes. So yesh lefak pek though on the first svara that Rav Shlomo Zalman has. Double derabanan is mutter even though it's a psik reisha. What are the pikpukim? We already learned who says grapefruit is derabanan. To squeeze a grapefruit, it could be it's like zaysim va'anovim. It could be it's a din da'iraisa. No? Kasha 1. Kasha 2. Kasha 2. Even if it's derabanan, who says it's not the normal way to squeeze a grapefruit because I'm using my spoon? Right? Now, you're right. When I want to squeeze a whole grapefruit, I take a juicer or, you know, one of those things, I squeeze it with my hands. But certainly it's normal to squeeze a grapefruit out of a spoon. Ma'isim b'chol yom, that everyone takes a spoon and they squeeze their grapefruits. Right? You call it eating grapefruit, not squeezing grapefruit, but push comes to shove. Let's be honest. It is squeezing a grapefruit. So maybe it is considered kederach. So I have two problems so far. Problem number three. Right? Again, maybe it's the daraisa to squeeze a grapefruit. Who says this is called shalai kederach? Problem number three is, if you read the Mishnah Berurah, there's like a bazillion stiras in the Mishnah Berurah about the status of psik reisha with one derabanan, two derabanans, etc. A bazillion stiras. And many assume that the Mishnah Berurah holds I'm only make on the psik reisha delo nichale on two derabanans, no? The famous case is, by the way, if I write words on, let's say, a cookie, no? Happy birthday to you. Am I allowed to eat the cookie with words on it? Is that molchek? So the Dogomer of Avon Shindem passes it to mother. It's a psikresha, the loy nichalei on double drabon. The normal way to erase is not in my mouth, no? I'm not erasing over here with mocheg almanas lechtoiv. Lecha'ira, it's lo nichole. Do I really care? Do I really want it to be erased? I couldn't care less. Lecha'ira. So psik reisha, de lo nichole, double drabonon. My kavon is to eat, not to erase. Psik reisha, lo nichole, double drabonon, mutter. Now, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, and he says, maybe you're only make on the psik reisha de lo nicholei by double drabanans, but psik reisha de nicholei by a double drabanan mehechatesi, you could be make on. Moreover, the Chazon Ish writes, I think in Siman Samach Aleph, the Chazon Ish writes that he's not convinced that it's mutter to do a psik reisha de lo nicholei on a double drabanan. Because he says, and this is like a fascinating Chazon Ish, who says, says the Chazon Ish, that we make on psik reisha de lo nichalei in the double drabanan? There's no raya from Shas. Right? Even though it's muchach u'mevu'ar in the dogo merivava, that's why he's being make on eating the cookie with words on it. But there's no proof from Shas. And Chazon Ish says your proof has to be from
Shas.
That's the Chazon Ish. So I got a few problems with this Rav Shlomo Zalman. No? A make on eating a grapefruit, because derabanan, who says derabanan? Because it is shalai kederech, who says the spoon is shalai kederech? Moreover, even if I'm make on a psik reisha by a double derabanan, it could be that's only a psik reisha din lo nichalei, and over here perhaps it is a psik reisha din nichalei, because you are happy with the juice that comes out of the grapefruit. Because it makes your grapefruit more geshmak, you know? The other day, sometimes for breakfast, I like to eat grapefruit. But my standard breakfast, okay, I'm revealing secrets now, gentlemen. Very often for breakfast, I like to eat cottage cheese with a little bit of yogurt in it and some cut up fruit. I say like apple and banana in my cottage cheese and yogurt. That's what I like very often. Sometimes I eat grapefruit for breakfast. Yeah. It depends on the time of year. Like, this time of year, the grapefruit is not as geschmack as it is other times of year. So I went to the refrigerator the other day, took out a grapefruit. It was a little old. I cut it. I tried to taste it. They dry as you go. Not geschmack at all, no? A geschmack of grapefruit is when there is liquid in it. Do you agree with this?
Um, combination of yogurt and cottage cheese.
You lost your train of thought right at that point. Yeah. Now, you see, the cottage cheese adds a certain texture. I don't like the texture of yogurt on its own.
I think this is a sheer lunch topic.
Yeah, this is totally sheer a sheer lunch.
Huh? Sheer breakfast topic?
Sheer breakfast. We could do a sheer breakfast sometimes. I'm game. Like I could be here at 8:30. Often, like 8:30, So this is the yesod. This is the yesod. So you have a grapefruit. It's geshmak when there is liquid in the grapefruit. If it's geshmak, then lechara can't be megal because of psikresha delay nichalei. Because mistamet is psikresha de nichalei, and then I also have a problem with this whole cheshbin of Reb Shlomo Zalman. Yes, sir.
Can you say
So malacha she'ina tzricha lagufa. Well, it's not. It's only in the tzricha lagufa if I don't. If I do schita because I want the davar hanischat.
And you said most people want the davar hanischat.
I think most people eat grapefruit. Most people don't eat dry 3-week-old grapefruit. They just don't taste good. That means you want the davar. You want the liquid. It makes the grapefruit more geshmak.
Isn't like schita where your liquid separate from the fruit is at the bottom?
Again?
Isn't it?
But if there wouldn't be the liquid at the bottom, you wouldn't have the liquid that's mixed into the pieces of grapefruit.
Right.
You need both of them. So it's nichalei. You want both of them. Because if it's a dry grapefruit, it's like we proved after, I know I lost your train of thought when I got to cottage cheese and yogurt, but like we proved after that, I don't know. I just don't think it tastes good.
And if you squeeze out the juice and then put it on the outside, you dip your grapefruit back in the juice, it makes it better. Like you don't want the fruit juice on the side of the grapefruit.
I'm losing my train of thought over here.
I don't understand the CS.
Of eating grapefruit?
Yeah, don't you want the juice inside of the grapefruit? So you.
No, but in order to have it inside, you need it outside.
What?
Why?
Because that's the way the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. It's not. No.
He's saying you want to eat a grapefruit.
I want to eat a moist, good grapefruit. I don't want a dry, disgusting grapefruit.
It's necessary in the act of eating a moist grapefruit that some juice will come out. But I don't care where the juice is coming out. I think I care about the grapefruit being moist.
But first of all, it is nichalei, and by right, that's nichalei. It's many people, they eat a grapefruit during the week. After they finish eating the grapefruit, they stick their spoon in again, and they take more grapefruit in their mouth.
That's a good raya.
What?
That's a good raya.
I think that's a good raya.
Before that, we were saying that just the fact that
It's moist. You're saying, right, you know, Ben was attacking me, and just because it's moist, who says that's nichole on its own? Right? Or who says it's nichole with the stuff at the bottom? That was your tying up. But I think, right, I think it's muchrach, that the fact that people stick their spoon in after shows that it's nichole. Oh. So Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has a different svara. His second svara is that maybe it's not really considered like it is a davar hanischat when it comes out of the grapefruit because it doesn't really go out. It stays with the fruit. To be mashkin, to be a davar that you're squeezing out, it has to leave the fruit. The stuff that stays in the fruit, I think this is not exactly what you were saying, but one could argue that you are eating the peri, you're not being seichet to the peri. There is zero schita going on the liquid that remains in those chunks of grapefruit. Zero schita. That's, I think, an interesting svara. Right? Again, I personally like the mahalep of secretia on the double drop one. I think we could talk about that. Im tinta leimar, that you don't like that mahalach, so Reb Shlomo Zalman has a second mahalach. The second mahalach is that when I eat the grapefruit, it's not really schita. It doesn't go out. The stuff that remains on the, how do I call those little pieces of grapefruit? I guess we'll call them pieces of grapefruit. I think they're, there's a better term for it. The stuff that remains on those pieces of grapefruit is not considered schita at all. But the stuff that's at the bottom, that stuff is schita. And since that stuff is schita, So Meila Yerushalayim Zalman says, eat your grapefruit on Shabbos. Don't have the liquid at the bottom. Don't double dip. No, Seinfeld was machadish that there's something called the double dip. Don't do that on your grapefruit. Right? Eat the grapefruit, eat the fruit. Don't eat the liquid at the bottom. During the week, you could eat the liquid at the bottom. On Shabbos, you shouldn't. That's Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's conclusion. Rabbi Ram told me that he thinks Rabbi Willig doesn't drink the liquid at the bottom. So again, we have so far two shittos. Ktzeis HaShulchan, don't eat grapefruit. Right? Second mahalach would be Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, eat grapefruit, but don't drink the liquid at the bottom. Mr. Haller?
I'm going to the second star.
What?
I
think the second sar is that it's not called schita klava ikar. Schita means that I take something, I squeeze it. It means it leaves.
Right.
The liquid doesn't leave my chunk of grapefruit. There was always...
Bottom.
What?
At the bottom.
The stuff at the bottom that left, I'm doing schita on that, we have to talk about it. That stuff is probably going to be... What? That stuff is probably going to be obsecration, like nicholai of some sort, maybe. Maybe it's not even obsecration, because it's probably possible to put my spoon in and get the piece of grapefruit out without anything squeezing. It could be to Dovrashen or Miscavain, the stuff that comes out. You know, Rabbi Shlomo doesn't get into that detail. I could hear that it's a Dovrashen or Miscavain, no? It's possible if a person is very talented at grapefruit eating, the person could stick a spoon in and get the grapefruit out without any liquid coming out, no? Gentlemen, we have to practice.
We need like a show and tell.
Right, we need show and tell. Again, share breakfast. That was your suggestion. Like, we could do that. But the second shita basically is that you can have the grapefruit but not the liquid at the bottom. And the liquid at the bottom, l'cha'ira, another reason not to have it is as follows, because it's called mashkin shezavu. No? The Gemara at the beginning of Beitza says that the liquid that comes out of food, there's a gezeira mashkin shezavu, in Shulchan Aruch and Se'if Aleph of Shinkov, we learn that by Zaysim, but another mashkin shezavu is always a problem. But by tutim verimonim, but stuff that is a dirabonon of schita, so the mashin shezav is going to be mutter, unless it's kinsam lemashke. If I bring it in la'achila, it is going to be okay. Kinsam lemashke is not going to be okay. Tutim verimonim also a sachdan and yatsu me'atzmanim oimdim la'achila mutter, in oimdim lemashkem is aser. So the svara is that maybe it's going to be usher of the second din of schita, the din of mashkin shezavu, because what? It's aymed l'shtia. Aymed l'shtia in the sense that since people want to eat that little bit of liquid at the bottom, so it's mamish, like tutim rimonim, that's only l'shtia. And I also have to be concerned that maybe it is like zeisin va'anovim, like this verb we said before, if you hold like Rashi. No? Rabbi Usher Bush is a Rebbe in the Frisch Yeshiva. He actually learns here second Seder in the Beis Medrash. He's been learning his second Seder Beis Medrash for 40 years. You gotta give him credit. It's like kind of awesome, no? He's a high school Rebbe. He does hashgacha work around here. He's the mashgiach for all the restaurants in the Heights. All the restaurants that have Nevada Rufford, he's the guy who oversees it. And Rabbi Bush wants to say that it's not mutter to have the liquid at the bottom. You can eat your grapefruit, not the liquid at the bottom, because the liquid at the bottom is a mashkin shezavu, even though it's enoi, davar she'eino miskaven. Right? Like we spoke about, maybe you're a talented grapefruit eater, but it's l'chala pachos mashkin shezavu. Hello, sir.
Two questions. First is, which one does Shlomo Zalman like? Which one does Shatan the actual passive like?
Again?
Which one of Shlomo Zalman's Shatan does he like more?
Not clear.
The second question is, could you please say, similar to what we said by milking, that actually what's happening is that you're also getting into some other food, because the rest of your food is food?
Maybe. In other words, Schita if it goes with toich ha maichol, if it goes into food, so then it's mutter, because food to food, it never became a liquid. Over here, can I say that?
The
maisa, you see the liquid on top, no? You see it as a liquid. You see, there are two svaras by the davar that goes from food to food. One svar writes mutter, it's like what Rashi writes throughout the sugya, that it is metaking the ochel. Becomes part of the food because it makes the food better. The other mahalach that it's mutter is because it's completely nivla b'tochel. Does the extra juice on top of that little bit of grapefruit that remains at the bottom, does that extra juice make the grapefruit better? Not sure.
I think so.
Maybe.
It's a very, very good at juicy grapefruit. So.
Maybe it makes it better, but according to the second svara, that it has to be that it's not nicker in the food on top. Remember, the chazon ish aser milking on the bread if the milk will slide up to the top. If you're going to have a full pail of milk, right? Again, I'm being mefalpeh with you. If you want to know la halacha, we could talk la halacha after. Right now we're doing a pilpul. We're doing the yafet part, not necessarily the halacha lamaisa part. So our dear beloved friend, the Megillah Sefer, is the biggest make of Judaism on the issue of grapefruit. He says, not only can you eat the grapefruit, but you can even drink the liquid that comes out from the squeezing of those pieces of grapefruit. But he comes at it from a totally different angle, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. His angle is that we have another din in Shechita, a din of kivashin ushalakas, the din of se'if zayin. If I have a pickle that is overly watery, no? And I squeeze the liquid out of the pickle. Kivashin ushalakas shesachdan legufan is mutter. Says the Megillah Sefer, when I'm squeezing the liquid out of the grapefruit, it's sachdan legufan. Not legufan like the pickle sense, that you make the pickle undisgusting, but legufan in the sense of, if you want to eat a grapefruit, that's how you eat a grapefruit. So it's sachdan legufan, and it's mutter. Point one. Point two, he says, nowhere in Shulchan Aruch and in Judaism do we ever say that kvashin ushlakash is sachdan legufan, that the liquid that comes out of it is usher. If I take my pickle, if you're trying to get into a college fraternity, we don't have these things in life. One of the big minhagim getting into college fraternity is that you drink pickle juice, no? Isn't this like the minhag of Greek life?
I don't know. I did discover this week that there's a drink called a pickleback, which involves consuming whiskey and then immediately afterwards pickle brine.
That's so disgusting.
Fun.
That is like so unbelievably disgusting. But my understanding is that people sometimes on a dare will drink pickle juice. Let's say you're a Zamashigana that you want to drink the pickle juice after you squeeze the pickle. Is it usser? So Rabbi Megillah Sefer says, Rabbi Eisenthal, his name is, says, I don't know if it's usser. I've never seen Shulchan Aruch that it's usser. Point one. Okay? So squeezing the grapefruit is going to be mutter because kvashen ushlakais shesachtan legufan is mutter. Now, even though that din is quoted in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch only about kivashin ushlakais, which is water, artificial water. Now, kivashin is my pickle. My pickle was a cucumber at one point. It was born not a pickle. You cannot go to a pickle farm. You won't find it. You go to a cucumber farm, and you take the cucumber, and it absorbs the liquid. So that's liquid from the outside. That's kivashin. Shlakais is cooked vegetables. Liquid from the outside. There we're make on shesachtan legufan. Mehecha tesi, I should be make on tutim verimonim shesachtan legufan. So he says, you know what? Nowhere does it say it's usher. Therefore, Megillah Sefer says, mutter to squeeze the grapefruit, not based on our psik ratio double drapana, not based on the svar that's not schita klava ikar. Nudin, sachtan legufan is mutter. Aye, let's taina that it's considered a mashkin shezavu. Maybe, right, remember, he's not only make on eating the grapefruit. He's mekel on drinking the water. So he says, Mashkin Shazavu. It says in the Gemara, and it's passed in Shulchan Aruch, that tutim rimonim, if it's hichnison la'achila, there's a din, that there's no Mashkin Shazavu. But if it's hichnison la'mashkim, only it's Mashkin Shazavu. But I take my grapefruit, I can buy grapefruit for two reasons. To juice it or to eat it. Over here, my kavanah is to eat it. My kavanah is for a tiny bit of juice at the bottom. That's not called that's called hechnisan la'achila. Therefore, it is mutter. So we have three shittos about eating grapefruit on Shabbos, no? Kseis HaShulchan, don't do it. Reb Shlomo Zalman, we say Rabbi Willig apparently does this, that you eat the grapefruit, don't drink the liquid after. And the third shita is the Megillah Sefer. You can eat the grapefruit and drink the water because there's no gezeir mashon shazavu on the stuff that is kinsan la'achila, not kinsan la'mashka. Yes, sir.
Doesn't the first Shabbat
of Rishon
Zalman apply to also drink the liquid?
The first Shabbat of Rishon Zalman isn't dealing with drinking the liquid. The first Shabbat of Rishon Zalman is saying, I can only be mekel on eating the grapefruit because of psik reisha on the double drabbon. But the drinking the liquid, he's not dealing with that. In fact, Rosh Hashanah Zalman is inclined that you can't drink the liquid, Mashkin Shazavu. By the way, this is like a Lamda Shashayla. When they have a secondary kavana, is that also considered a kavana? Is Kinsan Achila only when I want Achila? Right? But I have no kavana for Mashkin at all. Or in this case, maybe I want a teeny bit of Shtiya. One could also argue that maybe the grapefruit juice in this case is not really Shtiya. That's already beyond the scope of what I want to do today. So that's one yesod. So halacha l'maisa, right? Ben always likes halacha l'maisa. What's the din of eating grapefruit? I would go for the second. Mahalach, eat it, right? But echol grapefruit, right? Kinashecha safecha, but elkel yecholay sitain. Certainly don't put the grapefruit juice into a keli. And apparently don't even drink the grapefruit juice that comes out on its own with a spoon, but that's a chayra, the din. Let's move on a teeny bit, ladies and gentlemen. Water, ice, Shabbos. Mishnah, or Gemara. Nun Aleph on the base, Gemara. A Mirakzin or Miraskin. There are two different girsahs. I don't know what a Mirakzin with a Zayin would mean. A Mirakzin, Layas HaSheleg, Layas HaBarad. You can't do it. Why not? Three shittas in Rishonim. The Rambam in Parakof Aleph includes this din as part of the regular dinim of shita. Mimela, what the Rambam is saying is, just like I'm not allowed to be sochi to fruit, when it's like tutim rimon that people sometimes squeeze, if I have ice, sometimes people squeeze it out, no? You have ice and you want to get the liquid out of the ice. So since people sometimes squeeze it out, why would I squeeze out the ice? So I ask you, today in many of the countries of the world it is Slurpee Day. Because it's 11-7, but many countries of the world, they reverse the dates. Now, so today is 7-11. Nachon? So you could get a free Slurpee today in Thailand. And that's the aside. Oh. I think Israel does not have any 7-11s. I think the chain hasn't made it there yet. But the basic point is, when you have a Slurpee, you have the ice. And part of the geshmak is sometimes that you'll squeeze the ice, you'll take that special spoon that they have to squeeze down on the ice to make the ice into water to add it to your high fructose corn syrup that you had in it beforehand to have more of the stuff, no? Isn't that your kavanah? You don't drink Slurpees.
I do, I like it all solid. Liquidy.
At the end, when you get down to the bottom, after you use your straw just and you get this stuff up, I think minhag of b'nei Torah. Minhag of b'nei Torah is they take the spoon and they squeeze it down. Is that going to be mutter aser? So, emiraxin is a bar v'sa shalik, you're not allowed to squeeze snow, etc. Why not? So the Rambam says it's like Shlitas Peiris. Rashi has a different zug. For Rashi, it's a din of molad. Molad is an issa d'rabbanan that I can't make something new. Right? Rashi in the Nalaf on the base says it's molad in that I am biyadayim making something new. That's why Rashi writes. Rabbeinu Baruch, the author of the Sefer HaTruma and Simen Reish Lamed Hei, uses the word nolad. Nolad is different than moilad. Moilad means biyadayim, I'm doing something which is domeh lemalacha. That's the lashon of Rashi. No? Read the Rashi, Ben. Domeh lemalacha. Right? That's what Rashi says. That means, just like a malacha on Shabbos, I take something and I change it. That's most malachas on Shabbos besides chutzah, where I just change location. Most malachas, I take food, I cook it, it changes a face. Domeh lemalacha. So Rashi says it's mailed. Rabbeinu Baruch in the Sefer HaTruma and Simen Reish Lamed Hei uses a lashon that it's nolad, not molid. Nolad is a subsection of the dinim of muktzah. If something comes on Shabbos that did not exist before Shabbos, beita shenolada biyontiv, no? That's why it's at the beginning of beita, so you have nolad. Nolad is something is born, usher.
I have molad here.
You have molad, you're reading the rush?
Yeah.
So the rush in Perek Dalet, Simin, Yud Gimel, the rush quotes Rabbeinu Baruch not as a nolad, but as molad. Many other Rishonim, Rashba, Ramban, and Nun Aleph, quote Rabbeinu Baruch as nolad, pure nolad. Some Rishonim use a Lashon in the Ur Zaruah, Chilak Beis, Simin Samach Beis. He uses the Lashon Nolad at the beginning, Molad at the end. But L'cha'ira HaSvara no sense that Nolad and Molad are different. Oh. Okay. Rashi says that Isser is Molad. That means L'cha'ira, according to Rashi, the only Isser is if I take the ice and I be a dayim, break it up for the liquid to come out. But lu yitzuyer, if I'm not doing it be a dayim, according to Rashi, it should be mutter. Whereas according to the Sefer HaTruma, if I am not doing it be a dayim, it should be usser, because it's something along the lines of muktza. I now have this new item that I'm not allowed to eat, move on Shabbos. The Sefer HaTruma is a din of muktza, Rashi is a din of malacha. That's l'cha'ora what emerges. According to Rashi, let's go slowly. How do I paskin? Sefer HaTruma, or Rashi, or Rambam? So this is kind of funny. In Shin Chaf Seif Tes, Sheleg and Bared Emir Raskin Oisa, you can't break it up into tiny pieces. It says in Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to break your ice into big pieces. It's not into small pieces. Ein miraskin lechatichos dakos kedesh azuvu meimov. But I'm allowed to put ice into a cup. Why am I allowed to put ice into a cup? So according to Rashi, I'm allowed to put ice into the cup because I'm not doing anything biyadayim. According to the Rabbeinu Baruch, I'm allowed to put ice into the cup because it's not nicker that anything comes out. The whole din of nolad is an iser muktza, which means that people are going to say, hey, how come you're drinking something that didn't exist on Erev Shabbos? But no one's going to say that if I have a cold cup of Coca-Cola because it had ice in it. It's not nicker at all. That means, according to the Rabbeinu Baruch in the Sefer HaTruma, you have to be makbid to put the coke in the cup first and then put the ice in after. Because if I put the ice in first, right, it's going to be nikar that the ice cubes make liquid at the bottom. No. That liquid then becomes mukta, and I can't add the Coca-Cola after. Now, let me just finish four sentences or so. Spardim do not paskin like the Rabbeinu Baruch klal v'ikar. In Shin Yud Ches, Se'if Tesayin, in Shin Yud Ches we have this halacha about an infanda. Infanda is, I think, like a piece of meat that has some fat on it. And there's a shaila on Bishul on Shabbos Can I put my infant on top of, not directly on top of a fire, but on top of, let's say, a pot that's on top of the fire? Can I put my infant there? We know I make on bishul in these situations when if it's a dover gush, but if it's a dover lach, if it's a liquid, I'm not make on it. Well, my infanda is interesting because it begins like, right, it's like congealed fat. It begins hard, gush. It ends up lach, no? Mutter aser. Is it a lach or a yavish? Mechaber says yavish, not lach, mutter. Ramah says aser. The Ramah says it's aser in Shin Yud Ches. Not as a din of bishul, but the Ramah is calling the Sefer HaTeruma. That's going to be aser because it is going to be aser because it's noilad. Because my liquid, my solid, my fat became a liquid. But the Ramah writes, "B'makom hatzorech yesh lismoch hasfar rishona." So this question of nylon, when I take a solid item and it becomes liquid, right, is that a new thing, right, or not? So according to the Rabbeinu Baruch, the way it's quoted in many svarim, it's a din of nylon. You're right, some svarim assume according to Rabbeinu Baruch it's molad, not nolad. But according to Rabbeinu Baruch it's a din of nylon, therefore it's going to be work. So the Ramah says to be matmir for that shita lechatzilah, but could the yevan, and makom atzor, he could be mekel. Oh, that means as follows, gentlemen. Let's say there's snow. Right, we're already in the middle of November, so you can talk about snow. Let's say there's snow. Am I allowed to icy sidewalk? Am I assuming there's an eruv in town? Am I allowed to spread salt on my ice on Shabbos? What would you say? Is that meraskin as hashalik? Am I taking snow and I'm making it into something else? Well, yeah, it becomes water when I do that. According to Rashi, what would be the din?
Totally fine.
Oh, totally fine. I'm not going to be a dayim. Be a dayim means a crush, crush, crush. Over here, it happens the thing. I throw my salt down and it comes out. So according to Rashi, it's mutter. According to the Sefer HaTeruma, the Rabbeinu Baruch, in the conventional understanding, it's aser. However, the Ramah only passes like the Rabbi, like the Rabbi Nubarach lechatzilah. But makom hatzorach, it can be mekel. When you have an icy sidewalk, it's makom hatzorach. Someone could rachmanu letzlan walk, trip, hurt himself, hurt herself. No, very bad. That's makom hatzorach. No, so you're for sure allowed to spread salt on the ice on Shabbos. Yeah,
the Ramah just. He says we don't like hold of nolad. What's the kula? I don't understand.
The Ramah says that I hold as covered for the Rabbeinu Baruch. I'm machmir for him lechatzchila, but makom atzorech I'm not machmir for him.
He holds that this is not considered nolad, or is isn't.
Hold we are machmir lechatzchila that we treat it like nolad.
But meikra din
it's not nolad, or meikra
it's not a case of.
Why is it not Nolad? It's not Nolad because Nolad is like a Beit HaShanol Din Yonah. The whole thing doesn't exist. Ice is solid water. No? There are three forms of water. Solid, liquid, and gas. No? I think this is high school Aleph Bay. Solid, liquid, and gas. It's the same thing. It's not Nolad. I mean, why do make ice on Shabbos? So, L'cha'ira, according to Rashi, should be okay. No, I'm not really doing it biyadayim. It takes a long time. Again, I'm changing. First of all, according to Rashi, I'm not breaking the ice up. I'm creating ice, so it should be heter gomer. According to Rashi, according to Rabbeinu Baruch, it's a change of state. Lechatzchila lechaora, you should not make ice. According to Rabbeinu Baruch, because any change of state, solid to liquid, for Rabbeinu Baruch is called nolad. Lechatzchila, you shouldn't make ice, but b'makom atzorech, you can. That's what Ashkenazim assume. There's a tshuva, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach quotes in Mishnah Shabbos Kilchos on these din of ice. He quotes a tshuva in the Dov of Meisharim, who says that even though you're allowed to take ice and make it into water, but you can't take water and make it into ice. He has a whole complicated cheshbon. We don't have time to go into it. There is also a tribune that Tzitz Eliezer, Shlomo Zalman, refers to over there. But that Tzitz Eliezer writes in Pele Vov, Simen Lamed Dalet, Tzitz Eliezer at the end of Simen Lamed Dalet, Tzitz Eliezer writes that he thinks you're not allowed to make ice on Shabbos as a malacha bona. Bona. What's bona? So he says, oh, it's bona because you make something solid. So therefore, that's bona. Now, most Acharinim assume, come on, dude. Bona means I take disparate items and I combine them together. Bona does not exist on something that was always one item, and now I just change the form. That's not bona. That's what Shlomo Zalman writes. However, it would be bona if you make a snowball on Shabbos. No? Again, Rabbi say you have to understand the deep yisod of snowballs. Right? The yisod of, I don't know if you know Calvin, from Calvin and Hobbes. He's very into throwing his snowballs, this is, right? So a snowball, be'etzem, is bona. Because what I'm doing is I'm taking small pieces of snow, I'm combining it together into one ball, and you throw it, right, at your friend. Snow itself is not looked on Shabbos. Snow is not looked because it existed in the clouds. The Gemara in Erev and the Sun, snow is not looked up. Providing the snow is ra'ay l'shtia. Most of our snow is pretty clean. If you have dirty, yucky, ugly snow, like after the snow fell 3 days ago, and you have all the shred marks from all the cars on it, and it's dirty, yucky, and ugly, you can't eat it, then it would be mukta. If you have, like, acid rain that you can't drink, it's mukta. But regular snow, regular rain is not mukta. Okay. So the snow's not mukta. Am I allowed to make a snowball? No, siree. You can't make a snow fort, you can't make a snowball. Is there a bona? It's not really permanent bona. Because the whole yisod of a snowball is that you make it to throw it and break it. There is a Yerushalmi that discusses maybe Inyan Masha'ah is Aser. So it could be it's Aser out that. And it could be Tak that's going to be Mutter based on that Shita. But I would say, why get involved? My understanding of life is that there's not such a pressing need to make snowballs.
You have Legos?
What?
What about Legos? Legos.
So Lego. So for little kids to make Lego, so I thought a Lego is different than a snowball for the following reason. The yisod of building Legos, I'm supposed to build it and I take it apart. The yisod of a snowball is be'etzem, I'd rather have the snowball stick together the whole time. It's just that unfortunately when it hits a person, it explodes. I'd rather that that snowball penetrates the person and goes right through him. No? This is my sort of snowball. Right? Again, one could argue that if Lego is mutter, because like the type of binyan l'shar that's in Gantz and temporary, snowballs is also mutter. I do think, though, that Lego is more of a tzarek, especially for little kids, than snowballs. Yeah.
But you have to do some form of chloration to acquire the snow?
I don't think so. It depends how deep the snow is. Right? You're right. Anapanami, if it's like a very thin layer of snow, the only way you can get to it is by... Right, then there'd be an Isser Mukta, an Isser Choresh, perhaps, right? But if it's a regular snowball, I don't think it's a problem. Okay, gentlemen, what we were trying to do today, again, is like summarize some of the dinim, and based on that, like present some halachos. We should have a good Shabbos.